I'm going to call the meeting in order of the Finance Committee. First item is the adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes, additions to the agenda? We did get the addendum of just some more invoices this afternoon. Other than that, we're good? Okay, I'll take a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
And second, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The agenda is approved.
Put your card up so you know who you are. Kidding. Just kidding. Mine wasn't up either.
Oh boy. Put that in the minutes.
Is that in the minutes? Yes. And just so everyone's aware, Terrell Clark is not able to attend tonight. Oh. She's requested to listen in by phone. She's in the Badlands right now. So beautiful. Hope it's not raining there, Terrell. All right. So the next.
Do not pet the fluffy cows.
All right. We're looking. Next item is if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes, we need the approval of the minutes. Any changes, anything? I think you do always do a good job, so we'll need a motion to approve the minutes.
I can make that motion.
Got a motion and a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion is approved. Next item is the first quarter 2025 financial report.
Okay. So the report starts on page 5 with all of the revenues received year to date. As of March 31st, the quarter one monthly average for patron receipts is approximately $10,875, which includes the final revenue recapture payments for lost materials. Great River has opted out of this program until such time that the staff time and the expense of participating makes it become more cost-effective again. I mentioned that in my management report. On page 6, this is a snapshot of the account balances and the interest rates that we were experiencing on March 31st. The Magic Savings is earning 4.34% on that date. This is compared to 5.33% at the same time last year. There's 13 certificate of deposit maturities remaining in 2025, and the CD portfolio average was 4.74 on March 31st. Compared to today, that Magic Liquid Savings is at 4.26. So it is trending down just a little bit. The revenue report on page 8. Percentage of revenues received against the budget. About halfway down the page, you'll notice that the interest income was just about 30% received for the year at the end of March. On April 30th, this percentage jumped to 50%. So interest revenues are continuing to be strong. The Fed continues that wait-and-see approach to the interest rate changes. So for this reason, we're still seeing CD rates offered between 3.9 and 4.2%. So we'll just continue on with doing things the way we are until we need to change. Does anybody have any questions so far? Okay. So pages 9 and 10 are the quarter one expenses presented against spending from 2024. Personnel expenses are trending equal to this time last year, and that aligns with the library's recruiting efforts. Year-to-date expenditures in services and contracts, commodities, fleet expenses, and equipment are all in line with normal business activity. About halfway down on page 9, you'll notice that regional board meetings expense line is up from last year, but that's due to the addition of the Youth Advisory Council. And then we've had a couple of additional meetings due to the strategic planning. The other thing you'll notice in that same group is that building maintenance line is down significantly from last year. And that's due to the cost savings that were associated with that lighting project that the board chose to invest in that was completed at the St. Cloud Public Library. So that really made a difference. So overall, on page 10, operating expenses on March 31st were 22.6% of the annual budget, which is right on track. pages 11 and 12 are the first quarter fund balance activity. This is where you'll see capital spending, grant spending, and the various gift funds. And this is where you'll also see that assigned fund balance spending. That's all I have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Ms. Chair?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Amy, do you see anything that raises flags when we go through these numbers?
Not at this point, no. Everything is, we're very cyclical in the way things come in. So, you'll see some lines are already 100% spent. That's because those are one-time invoices that come in right at the beginning of the year.
Front-loaded, huh?
Yeah. But everything, as far as we're concerned, the collection development line and the information technology lines, they all have billings that come later in the year. So there's nothing, we don't see anything going on that's unusual at this point.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Amy.
And I just want to add just how succinct and readable and understand, like, that you put things together and then share that with us. So I just, that's not always the case. Someone can hand you a whole bunch of numbers and say, go.
Yeah.
So it's very well done. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Chair.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions or comments in regard to the first quarter 2025 financial report?
You looking for a motion?
Yes, please.
I'll move that.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Make a second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is approved. We're right on the dot, 508. The 2026 preliminary budget proposal is next. So we'll start with that. Is that okay? Yep.
So according to the budget timeline, the preliminary budget is adopted by the Finance Committee at their May meeting. On page 13, that starts the 2026 preliminary budget, and that includes the approved increase to that patron contact services line. And the revenue budget also now reflects that known RLBSS funding amount that we had just found out at our last meeting. That amount is $32,600 less than it was in 2025. So the interest income line will remain at $325,000. I'm confident that current investment strategy will meet this obligation in 2026 because of the way the Fed is treating interest rates. On page 18, you have an overall budget increase of 0.42% for 2026. This budget includes the absorption of those additional hours requested by the board in 2022. And then on page 19, the budget implications, effects on the signatory factor table are shown in the gray, and 2025 is shown in green. All signatories will see a contribution increase as we move through that spending and recovery plan that we talked about at our last meeting. The revenue lines include a decrease of $93,800 to reserve use as part of that unassigned spend down plan. And the surplus designation for the 2026 budget is also $39,000 less than it was in 2025. This, in addition to that decreased amount for RLBSS funding, is the reason that dollar amount is what it is. So tonight is an opportunity for the Finance Committee to further discuss the preliminary budget. And Karen and I are here to answer any questions that you guys have at this point.
My first question, and you guys can have a discussion about this. Just, do we know if any other numbers are going to fluctuate, or are these pretty set at this point?
So the RLBSS number has always been the one that's been our most fluctuating.
Yep.
But at this point, everything else would be pretty much known.
Okay.
Yeah, from a revenue side, the only thing that's kind of questionable is interest, but we've been locking it in far enough in advance. We have a pretty good number of what 26 is going to look like at this point.
Yes, so we will meet the number in 2026 for interest.
And then it's getting a little ahead of us, but on 2021, you can kind of see the spend down plan outlined with the unassigned fund balance that was updated as part of the audit as a reference point, too. You can kind of see on the right where it says reserves to supplant 2025 budget, and then the number that you see there for 2026 budget corresponds to what's in the reserve line on the revenue side of this budget. So that's on page 15. There's an unassigned fund balance surplus designation. That was the carryover from the 2024 budget that we set in November. And then unassigned fund balance spend down plan would be that 139,921 that's coming from the 7-year spend down plan that we set up when we started putting reserves in here. But it was turned into more like a 9-year at this point because it's been extended twice. So.
And that was part of that was because interest rates were so high, we just kept accumulating.
Yes. This is the first time we saw a big shift below 4 since before 2018. Like, this is the lowest level of reserves we've had in a really long time.
7 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And some of that has to do with the way the audit was calculated this year because there's a GASB change.
Yes.
I'm just speaking at the high level. GASB change to where compensated absences have to be booked. And so that changed the amount of reserves available because we have to have on our books a certain dollar amount in relation to the amount of PTO and that type of pay that we owe staff. So that that calculation changed in this
That's
audit.
For 2025.
Yeah, that was part of the 2024 audit. And the auditors will be talking about that at the full board meeting. But that's part of the reason that dropped a little more than we might have expected a year ago.
Yeah. Well, it's good we have reserves for changes like that or things that come up.
Yeah, that's what reserves are for.
Anybody else have any more comments or questions? Again, we'll all put together just information. I already took this to my chair. Just a heads up. This is what we're, you know, preliminary, what we're moving forward. So, and it was doable.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have questions when,
you know,
with an $18,000 there already is.
I promise I will come to every county board meeting that I'm invited to. And, you know, keep in mind, we do have negotiations coming up at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We budgeted what we budgeted for salaries.
That's
not going to be a note. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll talk more about contract negotiations in our closed session in July.
Okay.
Okay.
That's when the final budget has to be passed.
Yeah. So we have to have this final budget approved by July, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I guess, you know, the next scheduled finance committee meeting would be in July unless you want something different. I don't know that we're going to know a lot more between now and July, unless you guys at the county level might. I know the state budget's still kind of up in the air, and nobody really knows where that's going to land and how that's going to impact counties. And we recognize we're part of that equation. So, if you want a June meeting, we can have a June meeting.
How about we play it by ear? Because I really think that's, you know, and then that's how the rest of the board will see it, too. If there's some really big things coming down to the county, there might be a little more pushback. You know, it's just that's.
Yeah, we don't know where the counties are going to stand. I mean.
Mm-hmm. With the budget, you know, agreement, though, like the numbers at least are there. It's just how do they
fall? Did you see the federal, the one they figure the federal budget that's going to pass has how many $1 trillion in SNAP cuts?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Big time, like $3 trillion or something.
Yeah.
And in our book, if they cut and the counties get cut, we're cutting. We're not going to pick up the balance. And I think the majority of counties, especially north and west of us, if the state cuts it, they're not doing the programs. That's kind of what them commissioners have said.
Yeah. It's not feasible.
No.
I mean, there's just not, it's a population, that tax base, it's just not there in a lot of rural counties.
Right, yeah. Mm. I mean, so I don't know what commissioners are going to do, you know, that, because they definitely, you've seen the breakdown from Mike on, you know, what the governor's budget and the House and what the Senate would do. Holy Moses.
Right.
For your county. I mean, right. It's not sustainable.
No.
No. So I don't know what's going to happen, you know.
Yes. So yes, but.
Yes. I understand.
It's a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we call it, a starting point.
Yep.
We're doing our budgets the 12th and the 13th
of this August. Month? Oh, in August. Yeah. Usually you guys want us to come in August. At that point, we have to have our numbers set. Yeah. But I think, all we can do with the climate of uncertainty is do what's in front of us at the moment, do our best, and then recognize that if something dramatic changes, that might impact other things. But we don't really know what that is until all the chips fall.
Wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing the same thing with Minitex, like we talked about last month, and we don't know if they'll be funded in federal year, fiscal year 26. We think they will get their 25 funding. We think they're getting their 24 funding, but a lot of that's in the courts right now. So if that falls through, you know, what happens?
Yeah.
We don't know what libraries look like without Minitex, or at least Minitex at the level it is right now. So it's a lot.
Yeah. And this is not a... So we just need a motion for the unassigned unbalanced report. Is that what we're looking for?
To accept the preliminary budget
budget
proposal. First item on there.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing, is approving the preliminary?
So, yeah, whatever happens tonight, that's what carries forward to July, unless we have a June meeting.
So can changes be made in July?
That would be when
we would have to know what to do.
Yeah, it would be tough for you guys.
I think we'd probably have to have a June meeting because we don't know what's happening at the state level.
We're probably not going to know in June.
Well, we can try.
So we did a poll, you know, of the people when they think the state legislature is going to finally present a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one deal was June 30th.
Is that the deadline? Is that the last day?
State shutdown's the next day.
Yeah, that was what, so I don't know what we're going to get. Whoever wins the poll, the poll, you know, they went around the table. I don't know what you're going to get, but
right.
A good swift kick, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of contingent on what happens at the state level with.
Yeah, you're probably right on the June meeting. We're probably going to have one.
Unless there's direction that we can take tonight that could turn into what you want to see in July, but I don't know what that direction would be.
Yeah, I mean, from my standpoint, it looks like we only got a couple of options. You know, we could spend down a little bit further, or we could start cutting back on what we're spending. And it's kind of our only two options, right?
Yeah, I mean, depends on what your goals are, right? If the goal is flat county funding, that ripples through the entire budget because it's 70% of the funding. And 80% of the budget's personnel. So it's impossible to not impact services because this is a flat budget. There isn't a lot additional in this budget.
No, I don't know what other counties are doing for services if there's not enough money there, but I'm sure that counties are going to look at services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hard thing is you know, you'll see services cut, and then you'll see people struggle, and then we'll see more people using library internet because they've cut their own. And so we get busier when everybody else pulls back because we're still going to be open. We'll still be here. And that's really hard to deal with. we've done it before. It's not fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So if we move to approve this, then we're not set in stone.
We still got one more meeting. Yeah. Or we could just, you could not approve it, and we could bring it back again in July.
But if we want to make changes, that's going to have to be in a June meeting, because right. You can't make changes before a July meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could make stuff up, but without board direction, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. I don't know. I don't know which way to push on that. No. I don't know whether you, what does the board think, your county boards?
Oh, it's a wait and see deal.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, if it drops on the county board, it's going to drop on the library.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that. You've been around long enough.
Yeah. I've actually been talking about it with others, so, yeah. Yeah, it's not just library funding that's at risk right now. It's everybody's funding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is it wise to table it for now?
Can we get people together in June? Like, that's always a struggle, too. We would need a quorum of finance to do that. We're scheduled for, what? June 17th.
Tuesday.
Yes. The third Tuesday.
It's always after our board meeting, so that.
Yeah. It's the third Tuesday. We might not know anything if the state hasn't set a budget at that point.
You know, there's probably a good chance they'll have one by then, I would think. Because I don't think they want to run this.
Sounded like they were close, and then they just want to do closed-door stuff and
yeah.
Magically pass it in one day. That's my guess. That's what they've done the last how many years. Know,
when you have a special session, what happens is the chair of the House and the chair of the Senate and the governor get together and work it out and vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't have a lot of input at that point in time.
Right.
So I guess I would prefer to probably table and try to schedule a June meeting.
I know the 17th I can't be here.
Okay. What day would work? I mean, we could do it just a finance before that.
Yeah, we would just do finance.
We wouldn't have to have a work session or anything?
No. So we could do it during the day rather than the evening, since if that's easier. Mm-hmm. Or the 27th would be the next Tuesday. That would be, oh wait, wrong month, 24th would be harder. We do it in the evening that day.
All right, let's take priority.
Okay. For those of you that are a little further away, what day would work in June for you?
I'm wide open, but commissioners need to be the ones to really be looking at that.
If it's the last week in June, it would have to be in the evening. I have another commitment during the day, but... Yeah, it doesn't have to be on a Tuesday.
No, not if we're just meeting.
No. We could try to pull sometimes outside of here if that's easier.
I think the 24th is open for me, but I don't have my computer with me to.
Okay. Yeah, so we could send some dates out to try to get a June meeting.
Fine with me.
24th, yeah. I can work.
Possibly the 24th.
I can do the 24th. I can do the 17th.
If the chair is not coming, we're not meeting.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Right.
Did you get that, Dina?
What was that?
If the chair is not coming, we're not meeting.
I'll drop you one way or another.
So tentatively the evening of the 24th is what I'm hearing.
At what time would you like to do that?
And you're going to send this out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, as usual. Yeah.
Patty's going to send it out, I meant to say.
Well, it'll be...
The stuff always fills up if you set anything.
We could do it at 5 or later. So.
Yeah, 5:30 is fine.
5:30?
What works best?
5:30 is the issue. 5:30?
5:30
on the 24th.
I heard somebody say 5 or later, yeah. So we'll give a half hour.
5:30 on the 24th?
Yep.
Okay. We'll do a confirmation. Tara's driving too, so I'm guessing she can't check her calendar while she's driving.
Okay.
Okay. And hopefully by then our state will have passed a budget.
Yeah, that should be.
Because we might be talking about something else if they haven't, because shutdowns also have trickled down.
Yeah.
30?
5:30 on the 24th.
Yeah, we'll have to find a room.
It'll be a small group.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll. There's somewhere.
Yeah. Your office.
Yeah. It's kind of big. You know, I don't know. That might be a little tight.
Do we need a motion to table that and meet on the 24th?
Dina?
Do we need a motion to table it and meet on the 24th of June?
I can just indicate no action taken.
Okay. Gotcha. Right. We've already done the next meeting.
Unassigned fund balance. So
okay, so the second part of, is that the annual review of the unassigned fund balance?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at this every year as part of the audit presentation. We have 3.92 months of reserves available. To get to this point, that 5.017 number is adjusted for designations. And as we just talked about, those are those surplus designations that are going into the corresponding budgets, along with that spending and recovery plan. And the last adjustment there is that November designation for future AMHS projects. And that gives us our adjusted unassigned fund balance.
Hold on a second. What page are we on?
Oh, I'm 21. Sorry. We're on page 21 of the packet.
Yep, I just didn't get that.
Okay. So then the 2025 operating budget is divided by 12, and we take 3 months of those expenses. And that gets us to our months of reserve, which is 3.92. So this last amount, $804,303, this is that one-time use money that the board can designate for any purpose.
Repeat that, would you?
What's that?
What you just said, 800 and...
That's that bottom.
The bottom number.
Oh, okay, 804.
Yep, 804,303.
But that's getting us down to 3 months reserves. So is that pretty tight?
Yep, that amount is in excess of the 3 months that we are required to have.
3 months is pretty tight, not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Policy says 3 to 6. And
so we're at the bottom.
We're about 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're actually real
just
close
about 4.
Yeah.
Just at a little on the shy side.
Yeah.
So in 2020, that number was 7.07 months. And last year it was at 4.32. So the board's been doing good work to get that number done.
Yeah, when we
personally,
start,
I like 4.32. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It sounds better than 3.92.
Yeah.
And that's with this plan spent down.
Mm-hmm.
With all of that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still pretty comfortable there, Amy, at 3.92?
I like the 4.5 number that we used to shoot for, but it's where we're at, okay? So it's good to know where you're at so you can make better decisions for the future. So.
Okay.
Well, any more, any discussion, any more discussion on that? Any questions? Otherwise, then we'll need a request, a motion to approve.
I'll approve the unassigned fund balance.
A motion and a...
I could second that.
Second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And we set our meeting already. Yeah, any other items before the board here, finance board?
Question to you, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
So we cancel that meeting on the 17th then, that originally that would occur?
Right.
Okay, very good.
Assuming there's no board meeting, but I don't think there's going to be a board meeting. We're moving finance.
All right. If there's no other items, then the finance committee is adjourned.